On Friday, the day devoted to sculpture, the learned beings belonging to this group brought and exhibited many images or models made from a material called clay. Those many images or models which they brought for exhibition represented, as a rule, beings like themselves, singly or in groups, or beings of all sorts of other exterior forms breeding on their planet. Among these works were also various allegorical beings, represented with the head of a being of one form, the body of another, the limbs of a third, and so on. The learned beings of this group indicated all that was necessary by the introduction of lawful inexactitudes in connection with what was then called the law of proportions. You should know that all the three brain beings of the earth, and especially, of course, the sculptors of that period, already knew that in accordance with the great law of sevenfoldness, the dimensions of any specific part of any whole being derive from the seven dimensions of other secondary parts, which in their turn derive from seven tertiary parts, and so on and so forth. Therefore, the dimensions of each large or small part of the whole planetary body of a being are larger or smaller in exact proportion to the dimensions of the other parts. For a clear understanding of what I have just said, the face of any three-brain being can serve as a good example. The facial dimensions of every three-centered being in general, as also the facial dimensions of the three-centered beings of the planet Earth, are the result of the dimensions of the seven fundamental parts of the whole body. And the dimensions of each separate part of the face are the result of seven different dimensions of the whole face. For example, the dimensions of the nose of any being are determined by the dimensions of the other parts of the face. And this nose, in its turn, has seven definite, what are called, surfaces. And these surfaces also have seven lawful dimensions down to the atom itself of this face of theirs, which is one of the seven independent dimensions of the whole planetary body. Now, it was in the deviations from these lawful dimensions that the learned sculptors among the members of the Club of the Adherents of Legomenism indicated all kinds of useful information and fragments of knowledge that they intended to transmit to beings of remote generations. On Saturday, the day of the mysteries, or the day of the theater, the demonstrations that were given by the learned members of this group were the most interesting of all, and, as I said, the most popular. I myself also preferred these Saturdays to all the other days of the week and tried not to miss one of them. I preferred them because the demonstrations given on those days by the beings of this group frequently provoked such spontaneous and sincere laughter among all the other members of this section of the club that I sometimes forgot which three-centered beings I was with and allowed that being impulse to manifest itself in me, which properly arises only among beings of the same nature. At the outset, the learned beings of that group demonstrated before the other members of the club various forms of being experiencings and manifestations. Then all of them together selected from these demonstrations what best corresponded to different details of one or the other mystery already in existence or newly created by themselves. And only afterward, by means of intentionally allowed deviations from the principles of the law of sevenfoldness in the being experiencings and manifestations that they reproduced, did they indicate what they wished to transmit? In this connection, it must be noted that although in former times, mysteries, some of which contained many instructive ideas known to antiquity, did sometimes happen to reach beings of later epochs, having passed automatically from generation to generation, in recent times, those mysteries in which the learned members of the Club of the Adherents of Legomenism intentionally introduced all manner of knowledge, calculating that it would reach their remote posterity, have almost totally ceased to exist. The mysteries that had been incorporated in the process of the ordinary existence of your favorites many centuries earlier began to disappear soon after the Babylonian period. At first, their place was taken by what are called Kesbaji, or, as they are now called on the continent of Europe, puppet plays. But afterward, they were completely supplanted by the theatrical shows or spectacles that at present are one of the forms of that contemporary art of theirs which has a particularly maleficent action in the progressive shrinking of their psyche. These theatrical spectacles came to replace the mysteries at the beginning of the contemporary civilization after the beings to whom only odds and ends of information had passed down about the activities of the learned Babylonian mysterists began trying to imitate them and set about doing, as it were, the same thing. From then on, the other beings called these imitators of the mysterists by such names as players, comedians, actors, and nowadays they even call them artists, of whom, I may say, very many have sprung up during recent times. Well then, these learned beings of Babylon, belonging to the group of mysterists, indicated a variety of useful information and knowledge they had attained by means of what is called the flow of associative movements of the participants in these mysteries. Although the terrestrial three-brained beings of that time were well acquainted with the law of the flow of associative movements, no information whatever about these laws has reached contemporary beings. Since this flow of associative movements does not proceed in the presence of the three brain beings who please you in the same way as in the presence of other three brain beings in general, and since there were quite special reasons for this, proper to them alone, I must first of all explain it to you in rather more detail. The process itself is the same in them as in us, but in us it takes place only when we are intentionally resting in order to allow the whole functioning of our common presence to be free to transform without hindrance from our will every variety of being energy required for an all-round active existence. Whereas in them, these various being energies can now arise only during their total inactivity, that is, during what they call their sleep, and then, of course, only after a fashion. However, like all other three-brain beings of the whole of our great universe, they consist of three separate, independent, spiritualized parts, each having a central place of concentration for all its functioning in a localization of its own, which they call a brain. Thus, every impression, whether coming from without or arising from within, is perceived independently in accordance with its nature by each of these brains of theirs. And afterward, as is also proper to the presence of every kind of being without distinction of brain system, These impressions, together with previous ones, form a totality of data which, thanks to accidental shocks, evoke an independent association in each of these separate brains. So, my boy, ever since your favorites completely ceased consciously to actualize in their common presence, being part dog duty, owing to which alone there can arise in beings from associations of various kinds, what is called a sane comparative mentation, as well as the possibility of conscious active manifestation, their separate brains, already associating quite independently, have engendered in one and the same common presence three being impulses of different sources. And thanks to this, they gradually have acquired, as it were, three personalities having nothing in common with each other in respect of needs and interests. More than half of all the anomalies arising in the general psyche of your favorites, particularly in recent times, are due in the first place to the process occurring in their entire presence of three different kinds of independent associations, evoking in them being impulses from three localizations of different natures and properties. And in the second place, to the connection that exists between these three separate localizations, in them as in the presence of every kind of three-brain being, and which is predetermined by great nature for other functionings of their common presence. And finally, to the fact that every impression perceived and sensed, that is, every shock, arouses associations of three different kinds of impressions in the three localizations, and consequently evokes three totally different kinds of being impulses in one and the same presence. So on account of all this, a number of experiencings are almost always proceeding in them simultaneously, and each by itself evokes in their whole being a desire for a corresponding manifestation, and thus is actualized a corresponding movement in accordance with the separate parts of their whole presence. And these associative experiencings of different sources proceed in their common presence and flow one from the other, also in accordance with the law of sevenfoldness.